The Star Report with Sasha Star.
So in my little teaser, my little taster of the Star Report, I told you we're going to discuss Nissim Black, the American rapper who converted to Judaism. He now lives in Jerusalem with his family. And sadly enough, the school year is beginning very soon. That's not the sad part, although I suppose
1st of September.
Children, yes, around the world aren't too happy. But a school which he tried to send his children to said they wouldn't accept them because they're black.
What school is this?
So we don't have...
Because the school's black?
No, because Nissim's children are black.
Please tell me that's not true.
Unfortunately, it is. We don't have the name of the school, but apparently the principal said it would cause too many problems, and understandably he is completely.
Did you find the story on Haaretz? Be honest.
No, I didn't. Now, a Lithuanian Haredi rabbi named Chaim Kanievski, who Nissim actually went and spoke to, also completely shocked at what this principal has said. And he said that being black is a virtue. It's not an issue. So Nissim hasn't actually told his children why they haven't gone
to school
now.
Yet.
Jeez,
I'm so disgusted.
My stomach turns. For those of us who love Israel or Israel advocates, this doesn't help.
No, for those of us who have God in our hearts, this is... How do you discriminate against another one of God's creatures?
No, it's absolutely terrible. I think it is important to note that...
Okay, listen,
there
we've also
are
got
so many...
Literary Carter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's important to note that there are so many black Jews in
Israel especially.
And that, you know, completely welcomed into society and it's not an issue. This principle, I really think, needs to be named, condemned, and
shamed.
If possible, removed from that school.
Okay, so here's the thing. There was a story that somebody sent me yesterday about a South African teacher who was discussing, what book was it? I don't know. There was something happened in one of the schools, and this teacher likened to kill a mockingbird with the with Israel and Palestinians or something. Oh, no, with the Afrikaner protest for land. The whole thing was convoluted, and one of the students took the teacher up, and the teacher went into this huge racial slur. Did you not see it?
I do.
Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about? Anyway, the teacher ends up resigning. And I was speaking to a black friend of mine, and he says... He's absolutely horrified. I said, but understand, it's one less person to poison the minds of our children. That school that is discriminating against anybody of color should be closed. It should be closed because that is a poisonous ideology, and we need less poison in the world, not more.
Agreed.
I hear you. I agree with you. And Kathy, I don't know if you remember, I told you a story, a personal story about family members in a Cape Town school who experienced anti-Semitism of a vicious note like I've never seen before. Sort of comments like, Hitler, pity Hitler isn't here. He should have got the rest of you. This from a teacher. And the school admirably got rid of the teacher, as they should have. But that's not my problem, because here we are, both of us, talking about these teachers who are just going to get other jobs. There needs to be some...
Ah, but you see, when you go for a job interview, if they like you as a candidate, they're going to phone your past employer and not the person that you put as a reference on your CV. And they're going to check you out on Facebook and on social media. And
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. But I thought people were very... I thought the law now doesn't allow you to say what happened. That you just have to say, she worked here from X date to Y date.
No, you can't
say she's a terrible racist and upset half
when
the
somebody phones me for a reference, and because I expect honesty, if I phone for a reference, I will always be honest. If somebody stole, if somebody lied, were they always on time? What kind of a person were they to work with? Were they... you know, were they stable? Were they even tempered? Did they get along with other people? Otherwise, what's the point of a reference if you're not going to tell the truth?
Maybe there's a labor lawyer who's listening to us who'd be able to help us out, but I hope you're right, but I have serious doubts that
you,
yeah, I do think there's an issue. I do.
Well,
I hope there
isn't. I'm honest.
I think there is.
You want a reference on somebody who's worked for me, I'll give it to you anytime. Anytime. Except for anyone who's here, because I'm keeping them.
Okay, well, back to the Star Report.
Yes, back to the Star Report.
Sticking with kids. I can't believe that Serena Williams' little one is turning one.
Oh, really?
On the weekend. Yeah, it's her birthday. It's on Saturday.
Nice.
She's already 1 year old, and you may recall that Serena was devastated. She missed her daughter's first steps because she was actually competing in Wimbledon. But I'm not sure if you know that Serena and her husband are Jehovah's Witnesses. So she's confirmed that Olympia won't be having a birthday party. But there are still lots and lots of cute pictures.
Do witnesses not have birthday parties?
They don't. They don't celebrate birthdays. They don't celebrate anything with a pagan origin. So Christmas, Easter.
A birthday is a pagan?
Yes, apparently.
But
according to them.
The day you're celebrating the day you were born?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But hold on a second. Judaism says that on your birthday, you've got to...
You're elevated. Yeah.
You're elevated. Yes. You're spiritually elevated and you can give people blessings.
I like that idea. And I think,
I think
the little
one
year old is, you know, I don't know, get her a cupcake, please. Something.
And ask her to bless you.
Yes, exactly. Now, finally, something else which is taking place this weekend, or tomorrow rather, is the funeral of the late, great Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
What a loss. What a loss.
So it's been just over 2 weeks since she left us.
Why
on the 16th
did they wait
of
so
August.
Long? Do we know why they waited so long?
Well, this week, interestingly, her body has, I think it's called lying state. I'm not sure if that's only a presidential term.
Yeah.
But effectively, her casket was available for viewing, and fans flocked to see her these past 2 days. So, also the fact that she's such a huge star, and it's not going to be a conventional funeral. We have a lineup of stars who are going to perform, including Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande, Chaka Khan. I mean, some people I didn't even know were still around, but she is going to be buried at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, where she was born, grew up, died. And I don't know, we're going to say a little prayer for her.
Okay, very good. In the meantime, I'm going to try and do some research on how they preserve bodies at Lion State.
It's creepy.
Tell us when you find out.
I think it was on a lighter note, something I read this week was she actually had an outfit change during the week.
Really?
Well, yes.
That's very Aretha.
There was one where she's in a red dress, red shoes. It is,
okay.
I'm like, this is the queen.
Of course.